Thank you for joining us for this episode of Comply on the Fly with M3 and Karen B. Comply on the Fly is your trusted weekly resource for reliable insight and quick answers on common employee benefits compliance questions. Please note, this podcast and the contents herein do not constitute legal advice. Seek the advice of counsel for any employee benefits compliance-related guidance or strategy.
Hello, everyone. I'm Karen B., and the Comply on the Fly topic for today is association health plans. You might ask, did the Department of Labor just issue something regarding association health plans? And the answer is yes. On April 29th, 2024, the DOL, Department of Labor, issued guidance rescinding, or essentially voiding, regulations issued in 2018 under the Trump administration. As foundational information, association health plans are health plans that are provided to multiple employers but function as one single group health plan, with the association or group as the plan sponsor and not the individual participating employers. Prior to 2018, the rules were quite stringent on what groups could come together as one employer to offer an association health plan. In particular, the DOL had three criteria that collective groups or associations had to meet before they were considered a bona fide employer that could offer a group health plan. These three criteria are: 1, the business purpose standard, meaning that the group or association has a business or organizational purpose and functions unrelated to the provision of benefits. 2, the commonality standard, meaning that the employers share a commonality of interest and genuine organizational relationship, again, unrelated to the provision of benefits. And finally, 3, the control standard, meaning that the employers participating in the benefit program exercise control over the program, both in form and in substance. The 2018 regulations essentially loosened this criteria in the hopes that more employers could take advantage of coming together to provide health insurance under an association health plan. In addition to allowing groups to come together without strict business purpose or commonality of interest requirements, the 2018 regulations also allowed self-employed individuals to participate in association health plans. The 2018 final regulations were issued in June of 2018 and challenged in court almost immediately. The U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia vacated the expanded definition of a bona fide association and also vacated the working owner provision. The DOL under the Trump administration appealed the decision, but with the subsequent change in leadership, the appeal went nowhere. Now in 2024, the DOL issued guidance that has returned the association health plan rules back to the pre-2018 three criteria test, which I mentioned previously. Essentially, groups or associations made up of different employers that want to offer a group health plan as a single bona fide employer must exist for purposes other than simply providing insurance. Also, self-employed or working owners would not be allowed to participate in the association health plan. And that is your Comply on the Fly topic of the day. Thanks for tuning in.
For more compliance insights from Karen B., please visit m3ins.com. You can also follow and subscribe to Comply on the Fly on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.